best part about having camp over, sleeping on beds?
Well, I think the best part knowing that we got a lot of good work accomplished. It's been a physical camp. We're in full pads just about every day, which certainly can take a toll physically on players, but guys have pushed through, they've worked through, and it's the only way to really get a real idea of what kind of team you're going to have and how guys hold up, you know, in full contact. So we got a lot of positive work done, still some things that we need to clean up and work through, but I think knowing a little sense of accomplishment, I think is probably one of the better things.
How tough was it to see CJ go down?
It's awful. It's just awful. I haven't heard the extent. Certainly did not look good. You could hear him out there grimacing, which is never has not a sound any player likes to hear. So thoughts and prayers are with him that hopefully it's not as serious as it may have appeared.
Peyton, how bad do you feel if the offense comes out? I mean, if you look back now over the whole camp, you've had some bad practices. You want to go sit with you or just move on?
Well, I think every practice, as many situations as we have, as many plays as we run, is going to have it's kind of play to play, in my opinion. You know, hey, that was a good play, or hey, that was not good execution. And as soon as this practice is over, we're going in and watching the film and grading it and evaluating ourselves. Our coaches are correcting us. So I don't know if there's really necessarily good practices or bad practices. I mean, the coaches have their opinion, but as players, every player is kind of grading themselves every single play, and that's kind of what practice is for.
If a defensive player makes a good play like Duke the other day on that pick in the red zone, can you sit back and say, well, I hope he does that in a game for our defense?
Well, yeah, that was a really good play. And so sometimes, there are bad decisions, and sometimes there are, hey, I would have thrown that again, and that was a good play by him. So I guess that's a good thing for the Broncos.
We heard the sound pumped in today. Is it possible at all to recreate or get acclimated to the sound of playing on the road?
It's actually not bad. I mean, because the crowd noise goes on the entire time. You know, when we're out here practicing, and sometimes on the road, right after the play, there is a little less noise. You know, everybody does have to take a sip of their beer or eat their nachos, and they can't yell during that time. You know, they usually get loud 25 seconds to the zero. So we probably make it tougher out here. It's not as loud. Now, you cannot duplicate what we're going to hear at Seattle on Saturday, but you try to make it as irritating and as frustrating as it possibly can out here at practice. And so when you get to the games, you say, boy, I've worked through this before, and this is why we have hand signals, and the linemen, sometimes are having to read lips. At times it's so loud, but that's why you work through it out here at practice.
Why is the returning quarterback so important to you?
Well, it's a unique position, I think, and only other quarterbacks really know, what a quarterback feels and sees out there and what it's like after certain plays or certain throws. And so, I think you do have great camaraderie and great have a lot in common. And so anytime you can have some other guys to bounce ideas off and kind of talk about some of the same difficulties or challenges that they have, that you have also, I think it's a positive thing.
Dave, what was your reaction to the most recent distraction with Von Miller and his arrest?
I just heard about it just barely last night. I know he's, we're anxious to see how this appeal works out today. We hope to have him back out here on the field ready to go against Seattle and certainly ready to go against Baltimore as well.
Did the defense look any different without Von out there today?
Well, no, Sean Phillips was kind of in there playing linebacker and playing defensive end some on third downs, and you had Nate Irving in there as well with Stewart. So, hey, anytime you have a player injured, a player that's not able to go, somebody else has to step up. That's what teams have to be able to do.
And this has kind of been hanging over you guys all of camp. How much do you just want it resolved one way or another?
Well, I mean, it's going to get resolved one way or the other, and we certainly know what we want, but we're prepared for any possible scenario, and that's how you have to be. If you get all wrapped up into, boy, it better be this outcome, and when it's not, now you're deflated and you don't really have a plan B. So, today was a good practice, on the possibility that he may not be here. And if that's the case, that is not going to be an excuse for our team. And we have to find a way to do our jobs. But we certainly hope that he's here.
Peyton, what's your confidence level like for the two running backs, Monte Ball and Ronnie Hillman, right now?
Well, they've had good camps, and they have used all of the repetitions, the walkthroughs, the meetings. I think they've used those situations to help them improve. You cannot teach a rookie running back everything that he needs to know in OTAs and mini camps and 3 weeks of training camp. I mean, there's it takes 2 or 3 years sometimes to really get totally comfortable in an offense. But we are cramming Monte with as much information as we possibly can. The other running backs help him. Coach Stuesville does a great job getting him prepared on what he needs to know. And we know he's going to play a big role in our offense this year. And Ronnie has really done a good job all camp.
Guys, two more.
Yeah, I guess I'm not as familiar with it. I guess something happened yesterday with some old players, I guess. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're going to start taking your blood.
Right.
Do you guys use it as something you're concerned about?
Yeah, I guess I'm probably not quite as in the know, I guess, on that. So if that's what we have to do, then that's what we'll do. But I guess I'm not the expert, I guess I should say.
What's the most common thing people have said to you since the DirecTV commercials come out?
Oh, I mean, you certainly hear it when you go over there and sign autographs with the fans. You hear people singing it, I guess, or trying to sing it. Not to say that I was singing it by any means. I'm not sure what exactly I was doing out there. But I think, people, the fans have had some fun with it. Certainly my teammates have had some fun with it. I think that was kind of the idea. And I guess it'll get the word out there that you can watch. I'm not sure you can watch preseason on your phone. I think you got to wait until the regular season, so Sunday afternoon game. So, but I think the people have had some fun with it, which is a good thing.
Are you disappointed when people use a phone as a phone?
Yeah. I guess unfortunately use a phone as a phone, so I couldn't get too mad at them.
Okay, you've got 6.5 million views on YouTube in less than a week.
I guess that means that people wanted to see a couple of quarterbacks looking like idiots and wearing wigs and trying to sing. So I guess that's worth watching. So
you or Eli?
Neither. Yeah.
Our
my dad, for sure.
Thanks,
okay.
Thanks,